Trains are big in France. They're often very fast, often French-made, and they are widely used. At the moment, they are scandalously wide and big. Nearly 2,000 new trains ordered by the National Railroad, SNCF, are too wide for many French railroad stations. So to accommodate the new trains, hundreds of platforms at railroad stations will have to be reconfigured. To hear how this happened and what people are saying about it over there, we are joined by Hervé Martin, who is economics editor for the paper Le Canard Enchaîné, which broke this story. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good evening.
And let's begin with the big question. How could the SNCF, a national railroad that's been operating since 1938, do something so dumb as buy trains that don't fit in so many of its stations?
Well, there was an error somewhere. There are two companies. One is in charge with tracks, and the other one is in charge with the cars and the locomotives. And the first one tells to the second, I need cars with that kind of dimension. And the second company didn't understand very well what it was about. That's the error.
I gather that some years ago, the platforms used to be wider than they've been more recently?
Yes. In fact, years ago, the cars were smaller, and there was a difference between platform and cars of about 20 centimeters.
A difference of 20 centimeters is a difference of 8 inches.
Exactly. It does fit in about 75% of the platform, but for the older platforms, it doesn't fit anymore, and that's a problem.
How many platforms will have to be rebuilt in order to fit these new wider trains?
About 1,000.
About 1,000?
Yes, but you know, there are a lot of stations in France because train is a very, at the contrary of United States, train is a very popular mode of transportation in France.
Now, when we say a train, what are we talking about? What constitutes a single train?
One locomotive and two cars. You cannot divide them.
One locomotive and two cars.
Exactly.
And nearly 2,000 such units are too big for hundreds of French train stations.
Exactly, exactly.
Has somebody accepted responsibility for getting this wrong?
Well, it's not quite clear now. They are arguing, you know, but, well, I don't know. It's not clear. There is an inquiry, and it will be published next Monday.
Well, Hervé Martin of Le Canard Enchaîné, the French satirical and investigative paper, thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And wherever the blame for the mistake eventually falls, Hervé Martin says the estimated cost for shaving down all of those platforms will be about $65 million.